Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, my name
Let's
is
call you.
Candace. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. Her name is Latoya King.
Latoya King. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Miss Latoya. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, perfect. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents for this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And was it yourself or someone that you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
Yourself. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you in remission now or are you still dealing with it?
I'm still dealing with it, like taking my treatment, but I've been stopped like in November 2022.
Uh-huh.
But it's still like coming in. I still get my medicine and stuff like that.
Okay, so you're still getting medicine. Okay, let me make a note here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what subtype of non-Hodgkin's it was?
Lymphoma.
Yes, so it was a lymphoma. However, was there anything else more specific?
B,
was it a
B cell?
A B cell? Okay. Was it B lymphoblastic lymphoma or diffuse large B cell?
It was just a B cell lymphoma.
Just a B cell. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No problem. I'll go ahead and note that here. Okay. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. Just one. And this is for yourself. What year were you diagnosed?
December 2022.
December 2022. Okay. Do you know the specific date?
I have to look back on my, it was like in the beginning of December.
Uh-huh. Okay, no problem. So I'll put December of 2022. And did you use Roundup at home or at work?
It was at home.
At home, okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else in your household or anybody that you know that also used Roundup?
It was just me.
Just you. Okay. And what is the address of the home where you used Roundup?
4931 Wallflower Way, Austin Hill, Maryland, 20745.
Okay. 4931 Wallflower Way. You said Austin Hill, Maryland?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Just want to make sure I heard correctly. Okay. Is that your current address as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what was your age when you were diagnosed in December of 2022?
I was, how old am I, 42, 40. I'm 40.
40 years old. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then for the usage of Roundup, did you use it for at least 10 days or more?
It was like, I'll say more, like a little more, over 10 days.
Uh-huh. Okay, so more than 10 days.
Yeah.
And then did you use it? Did you use it for one whole year before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So in total, how many years would you say that you used it?
I'll say, hold on. So it was like 10, it was like 11 years.
11 years. Okay. So
yeah.
What year did you start?
April of 2011. That's 11 years. All right.
April of 2011. Okay. And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it in November 2022.
November 2022. Okay. Right before the diagnosis. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on right now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone. Okay, perfect. Are you able to receive text messages and open email if needed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Just because once we move forward here at the end of the questions, I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives the attorneys permission to start working on the case, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. And then I'll just ask you a few questions here regarding any past illnesses or exposures. Have you ever been exposed? I'm sorry. Have you ever had anything like HIV or AIDS or autoimmune disease?
No.
No. Okay. What about hepatitis B or C?
No.
No. What about rheumatoid arthritis or Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
No. Okay. Any diabetes?
No.
No. Any organ transplants?
No.
Okay. Any other type of cancer that required chemotherapy?
No.
No. Any family cancer history?
No.
No. Okay. All right, now I'll ask some questions about yourself, just some basic contact information. What is your full name? Can you spell it for me?
Latoya, L-A-T-O-Y-A, Deshawn, D-E-S-H-A-W-N, King, K-I-N-G.
Okay, let me repeat the middle name. I heard Deshawn, D-E-S-H-A-W-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Latoya Deshawn King. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And are you married?
No, single.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/28/1982.
6/28/82. Okay. And then your full social?
579-06-0252.
Okay. And your height and weight?
5'6", and I weigh 190.
Okay. All right. And I have a phone number. I have 443-858-5238. Is that your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then what is a good email for you?
Toya, C-O-Y-A-K-N-G, at gmail.com.
Okay, Toya, T-O-Y-A, and then K-N-G at gmail.com.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and then and your cancer? How did you find out there was a connection?
So when I started getting sick in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you see a commercial about it? Did somebody talk to you about it? Did your doctor tell you? Or did you see it online? How did you connect?
I've seen it online.
Online. Okay. So you saw an ad online. And then when was that? Around what time? Or what year? Was it sometime this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I'm going to ask you a few questions about Roundup, how you used it, where you used it. So you said that you used it for about 11 years total. How many times per month did you use it?
I'll say like every day. Like I was using it mainly every day.
Okay, every day. And then, let me see. Did you use it every single month or just seasonally?
It was like season.
Season. Okay, so like spring and summer.
Spring and summer and some in the fall too.
In the fall. Okay, so let's see. Three, about 9 months out of the year.
Yeah, I'll say, yes.
9 months out of the year, and it was every day. So let's see, approximately 30 days times 9 months. So about 270 exposures throughout the year. Let me see. Okay, and did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a hose?
It was the hand spray.
Hand sprayer, okay. And then did you use any protective gear while using Roundup? Any gloves or masks or anything else?
No.
No, okay. And where did you apply it? Was it fence line, the yard, all around the house?
It was in my yard, like all of my front and my backyard, my porch. Yeah.
Okay, front and backyard. And then the state where you used it, was it mostly Maryland?
It was Maryland.
Maryland, okay. And it was residential. Okay, and were you directly spraying it yourself, or were you around somebody else that used it?
It was me spraying it.
Okay, spraying it at home directly. And do you live near a water well at all?
No.
No, okay. Do you get your water from a well anywhere?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
No. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
No. And what about Agent Orange?
No.
No, okay. And then what type of Roundup did you use? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was a concentrator.
Concentrate, okay. And then where did you purchase it normally? What stores?
I purchased it at Home Depot, Lowe's. Yeah.
Okay, so Home Depot and Lowe's. And do you happen to have any receipts or any leftover bottles of Roundup, or any credit card statements, anything like that?
I can check. I know it's been so long. If I have to, I can check.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, if you do have any leftover bottles of Roundup, just keep them, for evidence in case the attorneys want to see them. But that's okay if you don't have anything else. So I'll put no for now. But you can definitely check.
Okay.
And have you ever smoked?
No.
No. Okay. And are you currently employed?
Say it again.
Are you currently employed?
No, not at the moment.
No. Okay. And have you lost any time from work, in the past because of any surgeries or treatments related to your condition?
It was a little bit of time, yes, that I lost from work.
Okay, can you talk?
I have like a home daycare, so I couldn't like certain days deal with the babies.
I see. Okay. And what were the dates approximately that you were unable to work?
So this year I shut the daycare down because I wasn't able to deal with the babies right now. So I shut
Okay.
it down within 20, like January 2024.
January, okay. So most of this year?
Yes.
Okay. So from 2024, I'm sorry, January of 2024 until now. So.
I shut it down. So in 20, once I started getting sick, so it was like days that I couldn't like work and stuff like that. But I still had to try to pay the bills, you know, by me hurting and things. So some days I couldn't do it and some days I could do it.
Right. That makes sense. I see. I'm so sorry you had to deal with that. Okay, so would it be accurate to put the dates that you were unable to work starting from January up until now?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' comp claim?
No.
Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
No. Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses or parking tickets, have you been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then what is the name of your doctor, your diagnosing physician?
I can't hear you.
Oh, what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. P. Rappaport.
Okay, can you spell it for me?
A-A-R-O-N, Aaron, P, as in Paul, R-A-P-O-P-O-R-T.
Okay, Aaron P. Rappaport, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then what is the address of the medical facility or hospital where he was at?
Address.
Or do you know the name of the place? Maybe I can look it up on Google.
It's called I have the address.
Uh-huh.
22, it's University of Maryland Medical Center.
Uh-huh.
22S Green Street, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. 21201. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you have a phone number available?
No, not at the moment. I thought I had it on my paper.
Okay, no problem. Is it okay if I look it up on Google, University of Maryland?
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. Okay, I see the same address here, 22S Green Street. That's that one. So I have the number here, 410-328-1230. Okay. Okay. And do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis and the type?
Not offhand, like they in a hospital. The hospital has them.
The hospital has them. Okay. But are you able to request them if needed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then you received treatment at the same place, the University of Maryland Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is there a separate oncology practice name within that center?
I'm not sure.
No. Okay. No problem.
I was in a car. Everything like on my papers in the house.
On the papers. Okay. No problem. I can leave that blank for now. And then when was the last time that you were treated? What date or what year?
It was I know it was like in November 2022.
2022, okay. Okay, November 2022. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was it a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, or surgeries?
This came out the piece.
Chemotherapy, okay. Anything else?
It was just chemotherapy. I had painkillers and antibiotics.
Okay. Painkillers and antibiotics.
Two cycles and 2 weeks, yes.
Okay.
Immunotherapy.
Immunotherapy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. So I'll note all of that here. Okay, and then just to confirm one more time, your current mailing address, full address is 4931 Wallflower Way, Oxon Hill, Maryland.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and the last thing I need from you, is an emergency contact just in case something happens to you, just so we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we'll only contact them if we're unable to reach you for a long time. This just so there's no disruptions in your case, and we just found it necessary in case you become unresponsive. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or do they live separate?
Live with me.
Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
This is my daughter.
Your daughter, okay. And what is her full name?
Kiana King.
Okay, can you spell her first name?
KIYANNA KING.
Okay, Kiana King. And her phone number?
It's let me get
You can put me on speaker if you need to, so you can pull it up.
It's 301 659 659 0494.
Or 0494. Okay, perfect.
494, yes. Did I?
Yep.
You got that, okay.
Yeah, I got 301-659-0494. Okay, perfect. Okay, so that's it for the intake questions here. The next thing I'll do is I'll send you the electronic document. It's the retainer agreement for the attorneys to start working on the case. So it'll just require a few initials, a few signatures. Have you done one of those before?
No.
No. Okay. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you need any help navigating the page. So I'll send it to your email and to your text message, whichever one's easier to open. You can open up, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send it over right now. And you'll see it. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign, something like that.
Okay.
Were you able to open it up okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just let me know if you need help. Meanwhile, I'm going to send you another text message with my direct desk line and the number for the attorneys. All right, Latoya, I just got the notification. It looks like everything is signed, so it's all good. And that's it for me today on this call. The next thing you can expect is just wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to review the documents, and they'll call you to do a case verification, and then they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. You have a great day.
Yes, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.